Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by candidate for mayor of Monroe, Frederick Lewis.
Thank you very much for having me, Corey. I appreciate it.
Tell everyone why you're running for mayor of Monroe.
Okay, well, my name is Frederick Lewis, of course, and I am a citizen of the city of Monroe. I was born here, raised here on the south side of Monroe, matriculated through Clara Hall, Jefferson, and then, of course, graduated from Wasserman. I also graduated from ULM with my bachelor's degree in mathematics and recently graduated from Grambling State University with a master's degree in teaching. And I've been here teaching in the city at Richwood Middle School. I'm a seventh grade math teacher. And what I desire is to see a better Monroe. You know, one of the things that most of our candidates are touting right now is that they want change. But I've been trying to tell everybody that's listening, change is not always a good thing. But what I want is not change, but I want better. And for us as a city, better for us as a region, better for us as citizens of the city, Monroe deserves better.
What are some of the problems you see coming for Monroe?
Well, particularly the major issue that I've raised since I've been in the race has been the issue that as a city, we have not worked together to bring Monroe to its fullest potential based on the resources that we have here. We have fantastic resources, the greatest of which is our people. And we need the kind of leadership that is going to be able to bring all the stakeholders to the table for a common goal and move Monroe forward. We are a city with many diverse resources. We sit on two major highways. We have river, we have rail, and anything that a large city will want, we potentially have it. We got major universities that surround the city. And so therefore we have an educated populace with a diverse workforce that are able to learn many things. And I want to see us as a city grow to fulfill the potential for all the resources that we have.
What's the first thing you would do if you win the election?
One of the first things I definitely would do is we've recently been the beneficiary of extra lighting in the city. That's been a problem, a major problem in our city for so long. When we talk about how to make the city a safer city, one of the major ways to do that is through just simply turning the lights on in the city. And that's one of the things that I want to do as, or the first things that I want to do in my capacity as mayor is bring lights to the city in those darkened areas where we need to deter crime and where we need to beautify, because lights not only deter crime, but they beautify our city. My administration will focus on the revitalization of the city, because we need to be a city that looks like it's ready to invest in itself before we can ask anybody else to invest in us.
COVID may hit our city's budget hard. What are two or three priorities you want to see get done?
Well, particularly economically, one of the things that we were already looking at coming in to this season was that the next mayor would have to come up with a newer revenue source, because if we looked at it before COVID, brick and mortar stores were going out of style anyway, and our tax base is based in brick and mortar stores. But most people have turned to online shopping, where we actually lose revenue with the number of online shoppers we have. So that was going to be a priority that the next mayor would have to take up anyway. COVID just only highlighted the deficiencies that we have as an economy, not just in this city, but in every major city across the United States. And one of the things that we as a team with the being the next mayor would have to sit down and do is explore other revenue sources. Now, there are things that we can do. Revenue for the city would actually need to be increased through turning our economy towards the future, through technological investments, investments in our young people, steering them in a way that trains an educated workforce for a future economy.
Monroe has seen growth on the north side of town. What's something you would do as mayor to generate interest in the south side?
Many people, when we think about the leadership of what a mayor does, many people will tell you that the mayor does not spur economic growth, but what he does is he's the catalyst who sets the atmosphere for economic growth in certain regions of the city. Now, there are certain things as a city we can do to promote growth on our other side of the city, because when we grow a city that is different from one side to the other, when we expect or when we're looking for outside people to invest, what they see is a city that's really divided. And as mayor, that's one of the things that you're going to have to tackle. And the way we do that particularly is we have to reevaluate the budget. And it's not about spending, because that's going to be necessary, but it's about effective spending. How do we effectively spend the money and encourage entrepreneurs, which is one of my platforms in my Fuse plan, is that we encourage entrepreneurial growth, because entrepreneurial growth is the backbone of any economy. We have to get people that are willing to open mom and pop stores or restaurants or business ventures, and to have them open them specifically in regions that are spread across the city. And it's the mayor's job to be able to steer those economic growths into areas where it's much needed.
Frederick, for folks to find out more about your campaign and more about you, is there somewhere they can go to learn a little more?
Yes, sir. They can turn to Frederick Lewis for Mayor on Facebook. My platform is there. My plans are there. I've been the only candidate who is touting a plan, a fully developed plan for the city of Monroe. And as we see and has come to the forefront, of course, due to COVID, these things that we've been talking about since the beginning of my campaign have come to the fore. We need to be a city, if we look at our national issues right now, who is working together, who are bringing a diverse population to the table, people who are invested in everybody. We need to be a city that focuses on business and business growth, who gets people who have the money to invest, to get them to invest in this region and in this area. And it's the mayor's job to bring everybody to the table, and that's what I want.
That's Frederick Lewis. He's running for mayor of the city of Monroe. Election day is July 11th. You can find out more about the candidates by visiting our website, kedm.org.